Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As I Talk to the Father, 31-day devotional, Seeking My Father Daily, was written by Patricia Ann Yarber to help people connect not only with Jesus, the living Word, but also with the Bible. The devotions are meant to be read along with your Bible in your quiet time. Patricia is a respected apostolic and prophetic minister, a spiritual mentor, and a true mother of the faith. Committed to advancing the kingdom through media, missions, and outreach, she finds joy in uplifting others with the Word of God. Beyond her spiritual calling, she embraces a role as a mother, grandmother of two, and an author. Her dedication extends to crafting uplifting scripture-based stories that tackle life's challenges, offering hope and peace while illuminating the transformative power of Jesus Christ. Currently residing in Benton Harbor, Michigan, serving in the ministry, Patricia Ann Yarber, author of As I Talk to the Father, 31-day devotional Seeking My Father Daily, is our guest on This Week in America. Patricia, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you so much. I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, it is our pleasure. An important book that you've written, receiving excellent reviews. Let's talk about how this whole book began. Why did you decide? How did you decide? What motivated you to become an independent author?
Well, everything is the Lord's doing. You know, when it comes to me, I take nothing at all for granted on the things that I do. This book came about, I was in Barbados at the time, and I was going through a little something, and the Lord put it on my heart just to start writing, and he was ministering to me in that book. Now, when you read that book, it's like he's talking directly to you. He was talking directly to me in that book and letting me know it's going to be all right. I'm there, you know, in his word, he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. That book is an awesome book because it's like God is talking directly to you. And then at the end of it, then it's a short prayer where you can read, where you have prayed, you know, you can follow along with that prayer. And it's just God talking to you and you responding in prayer.
The book is so well written, and it's interesting that you had some help along the way as you were writing it, as you mentioned. That had to help as you were going through this experience writing this book, to know that you had this divine inspiration, this divine help as you were writing the book. The book is As I Talk to the Father, 31-Day Devotional, Seeking My Father Daily. Tell us a little bit about the book, who it's designed for, and the response that you're getting, because as I'm reading reviews, this book is really making a difference in people's lives.
But praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is awesome. You know, he has a way of reaching people. And that book is designed for anyone that you might not have a lot of time to go out and just to read your Bible, to sit down like you going to work in the morning. But you can just pick it up and just, I'm sure the Lord will lead a person to a particular page in there to read it, to give them strength and to give them hope and peace and knowing that the Lord is with them throughout their day.
Some people say, I am so busy, it's difficult to find time to read. Talk about, I suggested, mentioned in the beginning that you talk about sort of do this with the Bible time. Do it during your quiet time. Talk about the importance of having that quiet time where you can reflect and spend some time in prayer.
Oh my God, you know, that's what the Lord desires for us, to have that quality, that alone time with him, to be intentional. We have to be intentional when it comes to the Lord, to spend time with him, because life is truly busy. You know, one thing after another come up, you got your kids, you got your husband, you got life itself, you know. So we have to be intentional when it comes to the things of God, to spend that alone time with him. That's all the Lord wants us to do, is to spend time with him. If we can just keep that in mind, to spend some time with him, if it's nothing but 5 or 10 minutes, if you're on your break going to the bathroom, spend a little time with him. If you're driving on your way to work, spend some time with him. He wants to hear you. And if you quiet and listen, he will speak back, I promise you.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Does this have to be structured time? You mentioned, you know, in the car, on your way to the restroom, on your way to get more coffee at work, on your way to the grocery store. Does it have to be structured, or can it counts, doesn't it, even if it's not structured, if you're on your way to run an errand or whatever, as long as you're spending that time?
Exactly. As long as you're spending time with God, you know, like I said, you have to be intentional, or just, you can just be sitting on the couch and just meditating on him and just thinking about him and thanking him and just letting him know that you love him. That's what he wants to know, that you love him, that you trust him with your life. God just wants some time. That's all he wants, is you to spend time with him.
Our guest on the program is Patricia Ann Yarber. That's Y-A-R-B-E-R. The book is available wherever books are sold, readersmagnet.com. They've got it there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The name of the book, As I Talk to the Father, 31-Day Devotional, Seeking My Father Daily. What did this book mean to you in writing it? What impact did it have on you? I talked about the impact it's having on the readers. As you were writing this and contemplating and thinking and praying over it, what impact did this book have on you in writing it?
Oh my gosh, I'm just a little emotional right now, because it just takes me back to that moment where I felt alone, and he just talks to me and let me know, hey, I'm there with you. Just keep writing. Just keep praising me. Just whatever I tell you to write, write. And God is just so awesome. I don't care what you're going through, whether it be a hard time or a good time, know that he is always there with you. And so I just felt the comfort of the Lord with me as I was writing, knowing that, hey, he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. Even though I'm going through this time in my life, he's there, and he will always be there with you.
You do such a wonderful job in writing. This book, as I say, is receiving rave reviews, and more importantly, it's touching people in a positive way. What do you plan on writing next? Is there another book you're working on?
Well, I am so glad that you asked, Rick. Actually, I have three books out now. I have three books.
Oh, yes.
And this is my latest one here. No, where it is. Here. My Rainbow Children. And this book is about helping kids getting out of the lifestyle of homosexuality. That's really across the land now. And this book is full of scriptures. It would help to encourage them, uplift them, and show them that there is another way in Christ Jesus. And this book, Not Ready to Die, this was my first book that I had written. And it's about a husband and a wife, loving husband and wife. They had everything, they had it all together, but he took ill, and he wanted to have a closer relationship with the Lord, and he did. He got closer to the Lord, and he found peace in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. So thank you for asking. Yes.
All of those books are important, as is As I Talk to the Father 31-Day Devotional. We have links for those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you go to Amazon and Reader's Magnet, they will direct you to the other books there as well.
Yes.
Writing is such a wonderful way to reach a number of people. You don't have to see them in person. You can write it, and people will be reading, for example, this book, As I Talk to the Father, worldwide. You'll probably never know them, but you're impacting their lives. Do you remember the first story you ever wrote?
Actually, yes, I do. It was about my cat. I have a beautiful cat, and I love that cat. She lived to be 17 years old, and she went overseas with me. She was a beautiful cat, a kind cat, gentle cat, and that was my first story about a cat.
That's interesting. And lived 17 years. That's a long time for a cat. And
yes.
I'm sure that great memories. And it started with that, and now has evolved into this successful book. How did you come up with the name of the book? The book really is direct. It lets me know as a reader why I should be reading this and what the impact is going to be. The title, As I Talk to the Father, 31-Day Devotional, Seeking My Father Daily. How did you come up with that title?
Well, that title, it came, like I said, everything is done by the Lord with me. I really believe that. And as I talk to the Father, that's just what he wanted me to put, as I talk to the Father, because I'm literally talking to the Father, my Father in heaven, as I write.
It's amazing, that connection. And as you say, as you read this, you really feel, you're sort of the intermediary. You're bringing this to us. You can sense the Father, this calmness, as you're reading this book, can't you?
Yes, you know, he is so real. You know, the Holy Spirit just comes to dwell among men and to live in us and to comfort us and to keep us. It's all about talking to the Lord and asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. And he will. God's word is true.
How does it feel as a writer when you write a book of this importance that really is impactful for the reader, and you know that it is making a difference in people's lives? I would assume that brings you great joy in knowing that your work, your message, is really reflecting in a positive manner on people's lives.
You know, I give all glory and honor to the Lord, and I just thank the Lord for using me as a vessel to be willing to take the time out and to write when he tells me to write. I mean, I can be just, you know, walking through the house and doing stuff, and it's like I get a download on what to write. And then I just take that few minutes out and write it down or speak it into my phone and go back to it later. But God is good. He speaks to you, but you have to listen.
How important is that, and how difficult is that for some of us to listen? Sometimes I think we get messages and we really don't pay attention to them. How do we tune in so that we're responsive to the messages that we are getting?
Well, I think it's just a matter of just taking the time out to listen and pray and ask Holy Spirit to give you ears to hear him when he speaks. And, you know, he speaks so clearly. All you have to do is just listen and just listen. You know, he speaks through, maybe you might see a sign or something saying, God loved you, Jesus died for you. Those are different ways that the Lord speaks to you. You might even see a bumper sticker or a billboard. God has many ways that he speaks. We can't put him in a box. You know, God is an awesome God, and he has many, many ways that he will get his message to you if you truly want to hear him.
And a lot of that goes back to quiet time again, doesn't it? When you have time to reflect, and all of a sudden those messages we may have cast aside earlier, we're paying attention to now.
Yes. Here's the thing. Prayer is important. We need to constantly pray, but we have to take time out after we pray to listen and to sit down and to get maybe a pen and paper and to write down what he says. You know, even the Lord will even come to you in dreams when he wants you to know what he has to say. Prophets are still available. You know, even a person, their mom or dad can just tell them something. God uses everybody. Listen, if he uses a donkey in the Bible, he can use anybody, okay? I'm going to leave it at that. If he can use a donkey, we shouldn't put him in a box.
That is a good example and brings it home to us. So pay attention to the signs, the messages that are all around us. Patricia Ann Yarber, our guest on the program, her book is As I Talk to the Father, 31-Day Devotional, Seeking My Father Daily. I mentioned in the beginning all that you have going, so much busy in your life. How would you describe yourself? Are there a couple of words that would describe who you are? I mean, you're very active in a personal life and in the private life as well.
Well, I have my downtimes too, and I just really relax. I learn to relax when I can. I am busy with my church, and I am busy with my workplace. I work at a facility taking care of the elderly, which I just absolutely love doing that. But I am soon to retire from that because I just want to sit down and do my writing and however the Lord leads me to write. So, yeah, God is good.
Well, it's proven in your life, and you went through challenges, and that's what so many people have commented on, that your words help us. We all go through challenges, and you help us get through that. It's probably more important when we're going through challenges, isn't it, to listen to the messages?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, listen to the messages. You always pick up your Bible and read it. Get you a good devotional book, if not mine. There's plenty of devotional books out there where you can read, and the Lord will speak to you even through other people's writings. You know, he has a way of getting his message to you that everything is going to be okay. He loves you. He's a forgiving God, and he knows what you're going through. He's there.
I mentioned in the beginning you were known for crafting uplifting messages. You mentioned the work you do, the nursing work that you do. Talk about that and the ability to be there for people, to listen, to cry and to laugh and to pray with people. What's that like in your life?
Oh, I just absolutely love it. You know, talking to the elderly, going into their rooms and just listening to them. You know, we all need somebody just to listen to us. And so I just pray that the Lord has given me a listening ear. And I'm a person that prays. You know, I would just pray in a minute. You know, I'll tell them, well, let's just pray about it and see what the Lord says, you know. And so I pray with them. I cry with them because some don't want to be there, but I cry with them. And I uplift and encourage and give them encouragement, let them know it's going to be all right. You're in a safe place. The Lord allowed you to be here. And it will be all right.
You know, there's another message in that. The message that the person who is giving, the person that is telling this person it's going to be all right and being there and listening and praying, you get so much out of it as well, don't you? There's a blessing in that.
It's a total blessing in that. You know, the Bible says it's better to give than receive. And when you speak in life into someone, when you speak in positive words, you are actually giving. So we have to speak life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we can speak life into someone and see them blossom and see them laugh and see them smile again when they're feeling some kind of way. So let's speak life into one another's lives.
You talk about enjoy the gift of life because tomorrow is not promised to no man. Always know that God is with you. God bless you all. Talk about that. Sometimes we get caught up in what we're going to do tomorrow, and I can't wait for the day to end, and I can't wait for the week to be over, and next Wednesday should be a better day. We all go through that looking ahead. That's a mistake, isn't it? We should embrace what we have at the present time.
Absolutely. You know, Rick, I just thank God for the moment. Even this moment, I don't take anything for granted because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. We can plan and make all these great plans for tomorrow, but we need to really enjoy the moment, the day that the Lord has waken us up. You know, it's a scripture say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it this day, this moment, this time, because tomorrow is not promised to us. Let's look at the world, the beauty of it. The flowers are coming out. You know, just let's not take life for granted. God made everything for us to enjoy, and let's enjoy this time and season that we're in now, because tomorrow's not promised.
What do you say to people who say, boy, it's a busy God, and I don't like to ask. He's not going to listen to me. God doesn't have time to listen to me and to answer my prayers. What do you say to people who say, but God doesn't answer prayers?
I would say this. That's a lie from the enemy, and he wants you to believe that. God created you. He formed you in your mother's womb, and he didn't make a mistake when he made you. So if he formed you in your mother's womb and he didn't make a mistake, he's there with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So know that he is right there. He is hearing you. The thing is, I think we need to repent and ask God to forgive us for our sins. And that way we can get a connection with the Lord. He can hear us. He hear us and will deliver us. But we got to repent and ask the Lord to order our steps and ask the Lord to have his way in our life. And he will. We have to submit. God give us free will, and we have to give ourselves back to him so he can do what he needs to do through us, Jesus Christ.
A couple minutes left in the conversation. I want to ask who the book is designed for, and I say that because you read and you listen to people. You have some that never picked up a devotional before that picked up this one and are learning from it and are finding their lives are better. You read about those that have read devotionals for years, and they're learning something new. It's deepened their spiritual faith by reading your book. Who is the book designed for? Or maybe I'll answer it for you. It seems like it's designed for everybody.
It is. It's for everybody, you know. And to me, if you can read, it's no age limit. It's an easy read. It's not a big book at all. You can even read this book within a few hours, you know. But the thing is, you read it in a few hours, but you keep going back to it because the Lord is forever speaking through the book, just like the Bible. You can read it through, but you keep going back to it because you will find something else there when the Lord is speaking to you through that book, through the Bible, through devotional books.
This is a book that you want to buy. You want to put in your library so you can go back. It's got tools and resources there that will get you through all sorts of difficulties in life and will enrich your faith. It's a wonderful addition for every family member in the family library. I mentioned Reader's Magnet. You're working with them, publishers. The book's available on their website as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet in taking your message and getting it out to the public?
They are awesome. I worked with this one guy. His name was Red. He was awesome. I just thank God for him. He would call like every week, sometimes twice a week, to see how I'm doing, to tell me where we're at. Reader Magnum is awesome. And like I said, this book here, My Rainbow Children, they just put this one out too. So anybody that wants a book published, be sure to see them. They're awesome. And ask for Rick.
And you will find, ask for Red as you go to Reader's Magnet. And the links for the two books that Reader's Magnet published available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. My Rainbow Children, God Made a Covenant. The other book by our guest on the program, Patricia, you'll find at Amazon, Ready to Die, Larry Was Ready. And, of course, the book we're talking about in the program today, As I Talk to the Father, 31-Day Devotional, Seeking My Father Daily. Patricia Ann Yarber has been our guest on the program. Patricia, thank you so much for having you visit us on the program today. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
Pleasure
thank you,
and
continued success.
Thank you. God bless you.
You as well. Thank you so much for being with us as I talk to the Father, 31-Day Devotional, Seeking My Father Daily. Patricia Ann Yarber is our guest. Of course, all the information you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.